Daily Gazette Company presents the Parting Shots Podcast. Now, here's your host, Daily Gazette sports editor, Ken Schott.
Thank you, Scott Giese, and welcome to the Parting Shots Podcast. Available wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe today. Thanks for joining me from the Parting Shots Podcast studio in Schenectady, New York. Well, if it's the last Saturday in January, that means it's time for the Mayor's Cup. The 10th edition for the men takes place Saturday at 6 p.m. at MVP Arena. And for the women, it's number 5. They'll start at 3 p.m. on Saturday. Well, let's talk about the men first. Last year, Union took the win 2-0 in a game that Connor Murphy basically stole from RPI. RPI dominated the game, but Murphy was incredible in net, and that's the reason why the Dutchman came away with that victory. Of course, at last year at this time, we had the situation involving Rick Bennett, his resignation after an email was complaining about his coaching tactics, and the investigation led to his resignation that they proved that the complaint was valid. I'll have an interview with Rick Bennett a little bit later on the podcast. I spoke with him last week, and I have a story in the Friday print edition and online at dailygazette.com. There's a lot more we talked about besides what's in print and online, so we'll have Rick Bennett on just in a little bit later. But let's talk about the men's game. They had the press conference for both teams at MVP Arena on Tuesday. We won't get involved with the mayors. Their mayors say their usual stuff. And the one thing I was happy about, though, they actually had the press conference the week of the Mayor's Cup. In past years, the Mayor's Cup press conference has been the week before, and it made really no sense. It's sort of like if you had the Dutchman Shoes football media day the week before RPI Union met, because obviously the coaches and the players aren't thinking about that particular rivalry game. They're thinking about the game that weekend. So, but to have it the week of gives some immediacy, and that way people will know it's coming up this week and not having it a week before. So far, as I said, this is the 10th edition of it. Can't say annual anymore because the COVID year in 2021, there was no game played. You can't say annual anymore. I'm picky. I know I'm very picky about this, but we had a chance to talk with a lot of participants in this one, Union and RPI, and we'll start with Union head coach Josh Halgy. His first Mayor's Cup game, and I wrote about Josh looking. Yeah, he took it all in on Tuesday during the press conference. As he was introduced, he walked up to the microphone. Waited for a couple seconds, just took a look around the atrium at MVP Arena, and that was one of the topics that was discussed about what that was meant to him. So here's Union head coach Josh Halgy.
Some of this up at the podium, but in terms of your excitement level for your first Mayor's Cup, is that something kind of unique that you're looking forward to?
Yeah, I mean, I had some butterflies just driving in here and seeing the buildings, and you don't get to play in a building like this too often, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, you looked around and when you were up at the dais there, and it's like you took a second to look at it. And obviously, as you said, not an arena you have these guys play in, but how important is it for you to maybe get used to this building?
Well, I think when you look at it, like a lot of the times you go through these, like this first whole season, and you don't really try to appreciate everything, and like this was kind of just a surreal moment for me just to sit back and be like, yeah, this is pretty cool what I get to do every day, and I just want to make sure I appreciate it and enjoy it. But yeah, I got to be dialed and ready to go on Saturday night.
It's been emotional a few days for you going against your former colleague and players on Saturday, and then this coming up isn't hard handling at all.
I think it's been just a whirlwind, but it's been so much fun, and really proud of the way our guys have competed the last three games. I think we're playing at a really high level and a lot more detailed than we were probably two, 3 weeks ago. So excited about how we're trending, but it has been a lot.
Players normally rely on coaches to give them advice. But for you, your first time in this building to coach this game, will you seek out advice from the players who have played in this game?
Well, there's been a couple times this year where I've told the guys, the game's against Clarkson, the first couple minutes are going to be, you guys got to pull me through, and then I'll take you the rest of the way. And, I think this is one of those games as well. It's going to be pretty intense, and they're going to have more experience than me in this. So I'll definitely rely on our guys.
much a different setting for you guys, but it's still RPI. It's still the big rival. Do you draw back on that as the preparation for the game?
Yeah, no question. I think we got to, you know, look back at the first two games and remember what we learned from those and, you know, make sure that we're just, you know, again, focused on ourselves, but aware of what RPI is going to try to do.
Coach, the last time you guys met, it was 6-0 in your building, I think. I mean, how much motivation do you think that'll give your guys that, hey, you know, we can take it home this year?
Well, I think, you know, this game it's a completely different one, and I think you look at that game, I think it was 2-0 after the second period, so it was still anyone's game going into the third. I'm sure that, you know, RPI is going to remember that as well, so they're going to be, you know, using that as motivation, and we're going to have to be at our best if we want to win.
Have you ever been in any kind of, I mean, obviously with the Clarks of St. Lawrence, but something like this, a neutral site game between a rival?
We did one at Lake Placid, but that's probably as close as, you know, you get to it. But that was, I think, you know, 4,000 people. So we're hoping to, you know, surpass that, you know, by some ways, by a lot of ways.
What would it mean to retain the cup?
Well, I think it's, you know, for us, anytime there's a trophy on the line, you want to make sure you get it. And I mean, I know our guys, you know, we weren't able to get the skates, so we want to make sure, you know, we at least keep the cup.
Coach, when you arrived at Union, how much was the importance of this rivalry stressed to you?
Well, I think it's, you know, it goes a little bit without saying, but I think, you know, once you get into the week, you kind of realize it, and, you know, you got to put a suit on to go to work on a Tuesday, and it's like, holy cows, this is the week. So, you know, a lot of what you're judged on is by how you do in this series.
But have you ever had an event like this today?
I've never had anything like this. This has been a first time for me. So it was, yeah, again, you know, maybe catches you a little bit off guard. You're not expecting, you know, all the cameras and the lights, but it's pretty cool to be a part of.
Does this top the introductory press conference back in April?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the introductory press conference was an absolute, like, you're getting in a car driving, you know, 4 hours and, like, let's go, where this is, I mean, you know, you kind of know this is on the calendar and it's something to look forward to.
Up next is one of Union's captains, senior forward, Owen Farris.
Owen, this, your coach, Josh Algie, is going to play the coach at his first Mayor's Cup. You saw him at the press looking around. He seemed overwhelmed by it. I mean, how important is it for you guys to give him some advice with this game you guys have played in this?
I think at the end of the day, it is just a hockey game. There's going to be a lot of emotion, a lot of fire just because of the rivalry, and these two teams always show up. So I think from that perspective, you know, just settle in to a game, have a good first 5 minutes, and hopefully ride from there.
If you were to describe it to him, or if you already have, what do you kind of tell him about what this will be like?
I think spirit is the word that was used in the conference, and I think that's pretty accurate. I think just right from the get-go, like, both teams are so locked in, and it means so much to both sides. So just being able to control your emotion and focus it in the right direction is usually a team that comes out on top.
Well, you hear about a lot of times people talk about it, when there's a trophy on the line, it's a little extra,
mm-hmm.
especially with RPI. And just talk about that. Do you guys in the room emphasize that trophy?
Yeah, I think going back to when you're a kid, you think about lifting the Stanley Cup or, you know, whatever trophy it is, and that sort of emotion brings out just a little bit more in everything you do, every hit, every shot. So I think it drives that energy just a little bit more, and you really feel it when you're playing.
This is the 10th year of the Mayor's Cup. What has it meant to you to play in this game?
Yeah, so this will be my third. Obviously, we've split for my 2 years, minus the COVID year. So, you know, being able to graduate in my final year with having a little winning record in this series would be a lot. So I think that's going to play into it as well.
Was it safe to retain the cup?
I think, like I mentioned before, the focus, just taking that energy and putting it in the right direction. I think it's easy to kind of lose your cool or get caught up in the moment with the fans. And I think being able to stay centered and really put that energy to a productive use is usually the team that comes out on top.
What's the difference of playing RPI on campus, the campus facility, as opposed to here?
Obviously, you lose or gain the sort of the home ice advantage being at home or on the road. Here, I've already talked to, you know, a bunch of alumni, former players that will be back for this game, so you get that from both sides. You feel the energy of both crowds, and when things go one way or the other, it can swing. So having that support is huge.
For RPI men's head coach Dave Smith, this is his fifth Mayor's Cup game. And we talked about that, and then I asked him about what he remembered about his first one, and he sort of forgot that, but he lost a 4-3 decision in a game that Union was up 4-0, and RPI rallied to make it close, but no cigar. Here's RPI head coach Dave Smith.
The first most important level is it's our next game, and we want to build and grow what we've been doing well. On another level, it's the crosstown rival, it's bragging rights, it's in the big arena. It's an important game. Our guys in our locker room, we call it a special, and it is a special game. So we want to win all of our specials. So it's very important.
Yeah, Josh was looking around. I mean, he was taking it in. Obviously, his first one. What do you remember about your first Mayor's Cup?
I don't know. I don't remember much. Can you trigger my memory at all? Anything? What was this? I don't know who won it and what the score was.
No. But
you guys are all like me. What are we doing today? Okay. Yeah, I don't remember it. I mean, what I remember is
well, you was overwhelmed maybe a little bit. I mean, it seemed Josh was trying to take it in a little bit.
I'm not sure what Josh's experiences are, but I had played in this building, and had been in here as a player and knew that it was a great building. I knew the rivalry was real. I knew that there had been a recent kerfuffle with the coaches, and I knew all those things. And it's a real rivalry, and to do it downtown for bragging rights with the mayors here, it's special. It's a special venue with special people, and I go back to what we mentioned earlier. It's an important game.
Is it, how important is it to build off the momentum from double overtime wins this weekend? It's not a league game, but it's still a rivalry as you springboard into the rest of the league schedule.
Yeah, this is where we come back to coaching, right, where it's just another game that isn't just another game. So the only way to build off of last weekend is to have some more success and to do the things that we did well, to do them again. That's been important every week, but the challenge is there again. So we have to put our best foot forward and know that Union's going to bring a ton of passion, a ton of energy, and we have to harness our passion and energy properly. And then if we do that, we'll have the opportunity to build on that momentum.
Not to say that you don't care about the last time you met, but it was a 6-0 game. Do you put a lot of stock into that, or do you care more about how you guys have played last weekend?
I care more about this upcoming game. The previous game against them will be talked about with our guys because, it was a close game until late in the second period, and then they just outworked us in the third period. So passion and energy can accomplish a lot in college hockey, and they beat us that night. And, I think our guys were surprised that we lost. But now you go through seasons and part of a season, and that's a learning moment that we will absolutely recall.
We talk about last year's Mayor's Cup game, a game you dominated, and Connor Murphy just stole that game for Union.
I remember last year's Mayor's Cup. I alluded to it earlier. There's games, and in these big games, like one player sometimes can steal a game. One mistake can do it. Like this is a championship game for the Mayor's Cup, for one trophy. And we'll talk about all of those things. We'll talk about the feelings, the environment, the game time. That's a typical part of our routine. Anything that's within our control, anything we know that we can expect, we will talk about. And those are experiences that some of our guys have had here in this building, and we want them to share that and learn from that and grow.
When you look back at those two games in late October, how much has your team grown since then?
Well, a lot. Our team continues to improve, and I say this often, a little bit like a broken record, but I really like our team. I'm still not sure what our ceiling looks like. I know we can beat a lot of teams, and we can lose to a lot of teams. So in early October, I think expectations were high because we'd had a good sort of preseason. We had won on the Friday game, and maybe that was our first or second real wake-up call. But we've continued to grow through adversity, whether that be injuries, travel, anything. And I really like that we continue to grow. Many teams stop growing as you get late in the season, and I give our guys a lot of credit. They're very motivated right now.
Coach, a lot of the narrative around this team this year, all the new faces, whether it be transfers, freshmen, how important do you think the first period is going to be for this game to maybe get them to settle into the bright lights and the big stage?
It's one of the areas that we've actually been much better lately. I didn't love our first period on Saturday night against St. Lawrence, But we obviously came back and had an overtime win. So as long as we're ready to play the full game, the first period isn't as important. It's really important that we come out and, you know, first goal is always important. But I don't think it will determine our overall mindset. I don't think it will determine, I hope it doesn't determine the game, truthfully, for either team. I expect this to come down to late in the game situation. I think most of our games this year have finished with a goalie pulled on one side or the other, and or overtime.
Speaking of goaltending, what is your situation like right now?
Jack Watson's out for an indefinite period of time.
Eddie Daidu is going to start Saturday. Is it too early?
I won't even tell you on Friday night, Ken, so a little early.
Ryan Mashey named the finalist for Hobie Baker World. As a coach, what does that mean to you?
Well, Ryan has, you know, in year four, he's one of those guys that that chose to stay. Many left during COVID for, you know, their own reasons. But, you know, he's actually one of our locker room presence guys. Like, he's a big man. He's a presence on the ice, but he's really good in the locker room. And so I'm happy for him. First and foremost, I'm happy for him. It's a little publicity for the school and our hockey program, but this is a, one of a personal trophy or personal achievement for Ryan, and I'm happy that he is recognized for that.
What's the message to your guys playing in their first Mayor's Cup?
We will be prepared. Make sure you're ready.
We'll take a look at the women's edition of the Mayor's Cup in just a moment. You're listening to the Parting Shots Podcast.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in New York. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by NISFA and the New York State Athletic Administrators Association.
Hi, this is Daily Gazette sports writer Mike McAdam. You're listening to the Parting Shots podcast with Daily Gazette sports editor Ken Schott.
Welcome back to the podcast as we continue our look at the Mayor's Cup games on Saturday. And let's go over to the women's side as the Dutch Women and Engineers will face off at 3 p.m. Saturday. But before they face off Saturday, they have a game against each other that in ECAC hockey play, which it's very important as far as the standings are concerned. Both are trying to chase up the final playoff spot in ECAC hockey right now. They're out of the mix. RPI had a great weekend last weekend with a sweep of Harvard and Dartmouth. Union had a tough split the weekend series. They won at Harvard on Saturday after losing at Dartmouth on the Friday in a game where they gave up three power play goals on a major penalty that really turned the tide of the game. Union had a 1-0 lead in that contest on Friday. But Carmen Mello contacted the head penalty late in the first period. Was deemed after video review a major. So Dartmouth took advantage of it, scored three power play goals, and Union just could not recover from that. But the Dutch women snapped a five-game losing streak the next day when they beat Harvard 3-1 at Bright Landry Center Cambridge. So funny thing during the press conference when the MVP Arena General Manager Bob Belber introduced Josh Skiba, the Union head coach. He was the last one to speak. But the funny thing was, he wasn't introduced as Josh Skiba. He was introduced as RPI head coach Brian Vines. So it was, Josh took it, he didn't say anything while he was speaking during the press conference. But afterwards, we asked him about that as well as the game coming up this weekend.
Fifth year for the women's. Are you happy that this is going on now with the women's? It took a little bit of time for this to get going.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I mean, it wouldn't be a week of the Mayor's Cup without a snowstorm as well, right, too? But, I think it's fantastic. I think, again, like, when we can have our families here, when you can have 4,000 fans in a building for a women's hockey event in the Capital Region, to me, that's something special, right? You get young women, you get young men here to watch our product. I think it could be something maybe that changes their lives, maybe something that makes them want to play hockey. You know, I grew up, I didn't have skills coaches. I didn't have anything like that. And I think the best thing that I could do was watch hockey and try and emulate what you see, right? And I think that's what is so special about this event.
Of course, you've not have the Mayor's Cup, sorry, but you have a conference game Friday at RPI. I mean, yeah, how much is that more of the focus than Saturday's game?
Well, for us, yeah. I mean, Friday is our big focus right now. You know, you got conference points on the line on Friday, and then you got a trophy on the line on Saturday. So I think whatever happens on Friday, no matter what, win, lose, tie, whatever it might be, all of that energy is going to spill over into Saturday too, right? So for us, it's a great weekend. We play our rival team, big points on the line, a great event here. It's a fantastic weekend for us.
Coach, I think Brian was the one who mentioned the historic season that you guys are having. Does that add to the excitement of this team being able to play in front of a big arena and just showcase what you guys have going on in Schenectady?
Yeah, I think so. I think our players are motivated by that, right? I think I'm honored to be able to coach this group, and I think our group just wants to continue to get better and better. And to be able to showcase ourselves on a large stage against a rival is something special, right? So I know they want to take advantage of it.
You guys just come off a 5-game losing streak with a big win Saturday at Harvard. Obviously, now you got to play catch-up, try to get points. So how important is Friday to get those points?
Huge. I mean, I think it's no secret for our players. They know that those points are important for playoffs, right? So I think we just want to build on what we did on Saturday. The way we played is exactly how we need to play to beat every team in our conference, especially a team like RPI this weekend, right? And we got to play them in back-to-back games. So we just want to build on that. And I think that's going to be our focus for this week and going into Friday.
Coach, knowing the venue, the emotions are going to be so much different this time around, how much do you draw from that earlier season matchup in your preparation for this weekend?
Maybe a little bit. We'll touch on it a little bit in terms of how we need to compete and how we need to find ways to beat them and be better. But I think for us, I think, you know, the energy, and I think Coach Smith alluded to it, was just that the energy and the spirit that goes into the game, we have to find a way to harness that a little bit too, right? Because I think the players are going to be extra motivated. They know what the result was earlier in the year, but we're different teams. I think they're much better. I think we're better, and we've got to find a way to beat them on Friday and Saturday.
How much has both teams grown since that 2-1 overtime win back in November?
I think a lot. I mean, obviously we went through a little rut in terms of results, but I think both teams are playing better. I think RPI is playing some of their best hockey, you know, with some of the victories that they're coming up with. I think our team's much better. We're playing a more complete game in different ways, but you know, you can kind of throw some of that out the window when you play against your rival, you know, opponent. I think we've got to find a way to be the best team Friday and then be the best team again on Saturday, too.
How important is it to get the cup back to Schenectady?
Well, we want that for sure. There's no secret. I think we want to leave here Saturday with a trophy. I think, you know, going through a scoreless game for 55 minutes and then, you know, two goals in about 2 minutes last year is not what we want, right? So we want to leave here with that trophy for sure on Saturday.
How is it to be introduced as Brian Vines?
Yes, it's probably a pretty cool name, so I like the name, so we'll go with that. But Brian Vines versus Brian Vines is quite the story. Yeah.
He was pretty unique.
Representing the Union Women players was junior defenseman Meredith Killian. Meredith, obviously, this is a big game, the rivalry game, but of course, you guys have a game Friday against RPI, a game that means something in the standings. So how do you keep your focus on that instead of the cup?
I think just take it game by game and just focus on Friday, do practice to prepare for Friday, and then once we get out of Friday, then we can turn our sights onto Saturday and get excited for that game.
To be able to add a Mayor's Cup victory to what has already been a historical season, I mean, what would that do for your confidence in just this program?
I think it'd be huge. Obviously, since last year we didn't get to take the cup home, I think it'd be awesome to get that win and get to celebrate that with the team and really keep the momentum moving on the season.
How much are you reviewing film from that November 2-1 overtime win?
I personally definitely have it engraved in the back of my mind. We haven't done any film yet, but I'm sure the week is going to be full of film and getting prepared for these games.
You guys are coming off, you know, snapping a 5-game losing streak. You guys, you know, really played catch up. So how important are these points Friday to try to get into playoff contention?
They're huge in the standings, especially after coming off of Saturday beating Harvard. That was a big win for us and big in the standings. So it's going to be really important, like you said, to focus on Friday first and get those points first.
In terms of terms of what you guys have been able to do, I think Coach Vines mentioned how historic this season has been in Schenectady. Are you looking forward to showcasing kind of the steps that this program has taken and the quality of play that you guys are going to put on the ice?
Yeah, definitely. I think our group has a lot of good girls right now and a lot of talent that I don't think people recognize as often. So to be able to put that on a big stage along with RPI, who's had a really successful last couple seasons, is going to be awesome.
There's been a lot of highs and lows for this squad this year. You know, coming off the high of the program record, then you go into a little lull, but then you have a big win against Harvard. I mean, what is the, you know, how do you maintain that momentum going into such a big weekend?
I think that everyone's really excited and pumped up from Saturday, especially after coming off of the Dartmouth loss to then turn around within 24 hours. So I think just carrying that momentum into these next two games is going to be huge and really helpful for us.
When did Josh Skiba change his name to Brian Vines?
I mean, hey, news to me. I heard he changed his driver's license, too, so I don't know.
Now let's look at the RPI's perspective with the real head coach, Brian Vines of the Engineers.
What does this game mean to you? It's the fifth one for the women's now. What does it mean to you?
It's a huge game. We mark it on our calendar, you know, before every year. Just talking with Bob, and when our players graduate and we ask them, you know, their best memory, they often reference this game. So it's a really important event for both our programs.
Is this game used as a potential recruiting pitch as a, hey, if you come here, they also have this one game a year, but it's special?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a huge part of recruiting, and, you know, the attention we get from this game, and really putting our players on this platform, I think, is really special.
The first-time participants, what do you tell them?
play our game, you know, and enjoy it. I think, you know, be in the moment and enjoy the experience.
Before Saturday's game, you have a very important conference game against Union. You guys lost the overtime game there in November at Mesa. So how important is it? You guys are, you know, coming off the sweep, the road sweep, so how important is it to keep that momentum going Friday?
I think you throw everything out the window when you play Union in a rivalry game. It's going to come right down to the last minute like it does every time. Every time we play them, and they're having a phenomenal season, you know, as well, and coming off a big win against Harvard. I think that's what, you know, gets the excitement and the energy up, is to play a really quality opponent in a big venue like this, and, you know, on a big stage.
Coach, how important is it to kind of table those emotions that will come on Saturday in order to earn some, you know, very important conference points on Friday?
Yeah, I mean, first things first, you know, and, you know, it's league points are on the line, and we're both battling, you know, to get into the playoffs. So the focus is Friday, and then we've got a special day on Saturday ahead of us.
Up next is RPI senior defenseman Hannah Price, who was just nominated for the Hockey Humanitarian Award. Of course, that prestigious award was won by Josh Kosak last season of Union Men's Hockey.
Hannah, I mean, how much are you guys looking forward to this game on Saturday?
We're definitely really looking forward to it. This rivalry is deep-seated, and every time we play Union, it's really high-spirited, lots of passion, and it's really exciting to be able to play at this rink. And I'm a senior, and I've been thinking about my hockey career, and I know that younger me would be just ecstatic to be able to play here, and I know the rest of the girls are feeling the same way. So, yeah, we're really excited.
Of course, you guys have a conference game Friday against Union at Houston Fieldhouse, so the focus has to be on that and the points, and you guys are coming off the road sweep of Harvard and Dartmouth, so how important for you guys to keep that momentum going into Friday's game?
Yeah, absolutely. There's some points up for grabs on Friday, so I think that that's definitely the focus right now. We're kind of at the point in the season where you have to be where your feet are, so we're really going to focus on practice this week for that Friday game, and then hopefully be able to translate some of that work over to Saturday's game.
Obviously, Coach commended the kind of historic season that Union has had. Because this is such an intense rivalry, has there been a little talking amongst the players? Like, hey, they're not having a great season. We're not going to let them get the Mayor's Cup, though.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think that I commend Union on their season, and I think that we've grown as the season has gone on. Obviously, we lost in overtime at the beginning, but their team has really grown. We've really grown. So I think that it's just going to make this game all the more competitive.
Finally, it's junior forward Ellie Kaiser up to the microphone.
Ellie, how important is this game? Of course, yeah, you have the conference game, but let's talk about the cup. How important is it for this cup game, the fifth year for this? You guys are defending champs. How important is this game for you?
It's pretty important. You know, there's a big rivalry between RPI and Union, and we've got a huge fan base coming out, and we're excited. So hopefully we can bring home the cup.
You have the conference game, as I said, Friday, which is obviously 3 points are on the line. So how important is it to keep the focus on that and not worry about the Saturday's game?
You know, both games are pretty important. We don't really care, like, if it's worth points or not. We want to win both games.
You've got the edge on Union in the standings, you know, despite, you know, being underneath them record-wise. But you know, how pleased are you with where you guys are at in the season? What's been the gauge of your guys' performances here?
Yeah, we've been focusing on our game and, like, how we outcompete the other team and just, like, the basics. And we've been growing as a team, focusing on that, and we've been doing a pretty good job. And we're not really focused on the outcome, just our performance as a team.
I don't want to call it a pressure. Is there a pride to having the cup as you come into this game and knowing, like, okay, well, we want to keep it in
short? Obviously, we want to keep it, but we just want to play our best and have fun.
The Engineers and Dutch Women will take to the Houston Fieldhouse ice at 6 o'clock on Friday. And that's, of course, remember, ECAC hockey points are on the line in that one. They are not on the line in Saturday's Mayor's Cup. And, of course, the last time Union and RPI met, Union won in overtime, 2-1, back in November. Victory, Riley Wall scoring the game-winning goal in the extra period. So coming up, former Union men's head coach Rick Bennett, now coaching in the ECHL with the Savannah Ghost Pirates. I had a chance to chat with him last week, and you'll hear that conversation next here on the Parting Shots podcast.
It's been a trying year for parents. They've been confronted with countless challenges and have always risen to the occasion. If it isn't too much to ask, the 370,000 high school student athletes in New York have one last request.
Please set an example.
Disorderly fan conduct at high school athletic events is on the rise. It increasingly involves parents. There's no question that parents are passionate. There's no question they care about their children. But at a time when we're all wound a little more tightly than usual, it's worth remembering this about New York high school sports. Always be a good example. Stop unruly fan behavior before it starts.
This message presented by the New York State Public High School Athletic Association and the New York State Athletic Administrators Association.
Daily Gazette, Director of Content Michael Kelly. You're listening to the Parting Shots podcast with Daily Gazette sports editor Ken Schott.
Welcome back to the podcast. It was just at this time last year when I would say all hell broke loose with the Union men's hockey team. A week before the Mayor's Cup, it was announced that Union head coach Rick Bennett was being placed on administrative leave because of an email that was sent complaining about his coaching tactics. An investigation led to those accusations being confirmed, and Rick Bennett decided to resign the day before the Mayor's Cup. Couple months later, he did land on his feet as the named head coach of the new team in the ECHL, the Savannah Ghost Pirates. Had a chance to speak with Rick last week to catch up with him for an article in my opening face-off column, which appears every Thursday online at dailygazette.com, and the Friday print edition. We talked about, you know, how things are going with the new job, and then we looked back on what happened a year ago.
I wanted to catch up with you and see how's life in Savannah?
Life in Savannah is just fine. Yeah, it's working out. It's a great spot. Really nice spot to you know, just in general for hockey, because it's the first time. So all the people are really excited, and you know, it's just a good place to play all around.
He says the first time. I've seen a couple things. It seems like you're drawing pretty well down there. I mean, how is the atmosphere down there for the team?
Oh, it's. I think that's one of the real positive things this year is how well they marketed and sold, and you know, just did a good job with season tickets. Alex, I think there's only been two games that haven't been sold out, and those were darn close, and those were, I think, a Wednesday and a Thursday game. Mm-hmm. So it's been almost sold out every game.
How has the adjustment been for you going from college coaching to pro coaching? Man, you've done it as an assistant, player assistant in Jacksonville when you played in the ECHL, right. But now you're in charge of pro players. I mean, what's the difference like? Did you have to change your coaching style?
Yeah, for sure. You know, the coaching style is, you know, what I found is how much you don't practice. So a lot of times these guys are learning through their games, and you know, we're lucky enough to have a video coach and another coach on staff is Alex Lowe, who's up in Adirondack, and having him is, you know, been tremendous too. So we're all able to have three computers going to show guys video because of the limited practice time. So to me, that was the biggest learning curve was the least of practice time that you have, and then second is how many games you play already.
Yeah. And obviously, you're used to playing at least two games and two. Sometimes you play 3-3. Is that right?
Oh yes, it's all three and almost two and a half. You know, you get the 7 or 7:30, and then they chuck in another 3 o'clock on a Sunday. And, you know, and sometimes that's you're going from Savannah to Atlanta for a 3 p.m. game, and it's 4 hours. So it's interesting, very doable. But you know, again, I'm not the one playing, so it's, I feel for the players sometimes.
Are the videos any different from college players to pro players?
Is the video?
Yeah, on the bus.
Oh, yeah. Obviously, you know, you try to have some fun times with them during video. And sometimes, you know, you got to put some stuff on there. But we try to do a little more with Vegas or Henderson through video, too. Mm-hmm. Because, we're all kind of working the same type of systems, too.
I'm just wondering if anybody chooses the movies on the bus when you travel. That's sort of like when you...
the movie? Yeah, yeah. We got the... Trying to think, which one did we get in there? Oh, Roadhouse was thrown in there once, just to switch it up. But I don't even... Quite honestly, Ken, I don't think here at this level, they're not even paying attention. They got all their other stuff going on, and, you know, so it's different.
Yeah. I mean, how different is it for you, man? I mean, it's almost a year now since what happened. I mean, for you, looking back on it, and I know we talked about right after you announced your resignation, you were at peace with the decision. Are you, looking back on a year later, are you still at peace with the way you ended your career at Union? I mean, you probably wish you could have ended it a different way, but
You know, I always... I mentioned this before. Always wanted to try the pro game, and if not for what I went through, I'd probably still be there. And I'm grateful. That it kind of happened the way it did, and just the fact that I was able to land on my feet and just get on a different journey. And I haven't looked back, and I won't look back ever. Mm-hmm. And what was done at Union, I'll always be, always have a special place there. It was nice. It was a good time. I like to think that we did some nice things. But at the same token, you move on in life, and that's exactly what I've done. And to have a different chapter in your life, especially I'm a little older, so I just feel grateful and lucky that I'm able to do this right now.
Yeah, after we talked, was there any? You weren't angry at all, were you, or bitter or anything? Because I saw you at the NCAAs in March, and you seemed like everything was going well, and it seems like just looking and talking to you and hear us, you seem at peace with it.
I am fine with it. I got another chance to work, I've done college, okay? Mm-hmm. So to get in the bus again and go to the same venues all the time, it's nice to just go somewhere, try something different in pro hockey. And you know what? There's no ceiling. Like, we obviously want to kind of try to keep going, advancing in our careers. And if I'm fortunate enough to ever move up, well, this is a start. And it's nice to kind of be a rookie again. It really has been nice to just kind of remind my first year at Union just how fresh you are going into the job.
Yeah. What are your aspirations? I mean, obviously, you're enjoying life as a head coach in the ECHL. Is NHL assistant coach a possibility, or AHL head coach, or what? Are you just right now just focused on trying to do the job with Savannah?
Yeah, it's more the focus on doing a good job down here, and then we'll see what happens at the end of the year. But quite honestly, it's one of those you don't want to move too fast. It's like being at Union. And having that instant, I guess the right word is you had the instant success. So everything you did after that, people questioned it after what you did. But people didn't know all the hurdles that you had to go through, to sustain all that. And that's what's kind of nice, I feel, for the staff now at Union. At least, they're kind of starting scratch. They can build and build and build again. And I think that's what the program kind of needed.
Josh Halji, what do you know? What did you know about him? And were you pleased that they hired him?
Well, I think they hired him, for his, what he had done at Clarkson and some previous head coaching experience. Now, I'm not privy to it. This is just a humble opinion. I only had met him through the camp that he would do when he came here that Jason Tapp ran. And he's, when I met him, he's a great guy and did a nice job on the ice, had, good command of the ice. And I thought it was a really nice hire. Do I sit here and follow Union hockey? I'll check occasionally, but it's very few and far between because he's just so wrapped up in what you're doing.
I would hope you read my stories.
What's that?
I would hope you read my stories once in a while.
it's one of those, my goodness, we're only halfway through it. Like, we're literally halfway through right now. So, it's, you've already played a full season in college hockey.
Yeah.
So, it's a little different.
Yeah, I saw your record. Your last place right now. One of the prospects are trying to move up and try to get in playoff position there in the ECHL.
Well, we're like this. These last the last month and a half, it has been a challenge to say the least. And that's just not my opinion. That's from others, within what we're going through. That they've never seen so many, I guess, the injuries and then. Which is a good thing, a lot of call-ups. And quite honestly, that's our job here, is to get players called up. And it's no different than watching our players when we're in college, them going on to play pro. So it's like a catch 22. You're happy to see that, players go up, but your team's going to take a hit for it. But, so it's the goal is the next half year to see if we can make the playoffs. Is it going to be a real tough push? It will be, but hopefully we'll get some players back off the injury list, and we'll get maybe we'll get a guy or two from Henderson. But if that doesn't happen, then we just gotta keep battling along.
How has the Vegas organization treated you, and how do they find you as to be their head coach in Savannah?
Well, it's interesting as. A gentleman by the name of Will Nickel, who's director of player development there, and he called me the next day after he found out was done with Union, and it was literally a day later, and we talked, and it was like kind of a crossroads: do I want to get into college scouting or do I want to coach still? And I give him credit, and I give the organization a lot of credit too in the fact that they let me make a decision, and I wanted to coach, so we knew this job was opening. I basically went up there, did a 3-day interview, and got the job. So I just, again, you're grateful that it's all the contacts that you that I made in college really paid off. I was, again, very lucky too.
How's Darian Hansen doing down there?
He's actually just sent down today. So he was up in the American League.
Wow, good for him.
He played his first game, and now he's, I guess, he got the goalies back, so now he's coming back down. So, yeah, it's, and he's had his ups, he's had some downs, but, for the most part, he's been steady, and I think he's just learning a lot. He's actually had two call-ups this year, which is great to see, too, as well.
Is it different coaching him as a pro as opposed to college?
A little bit, the fact that I don't have to ask him about school. which is nice. Every week, like you do in college, you just treat them differently. And the fact that, they're men, this is what they want to do for a profession. So you try to help them to get to the highest level that they possibly can. And this is their first stop.
I know next season is going to be the 10-year anniversary of the championship. Any thoughts about that? Obviously, it's a little early, but any thoughts of what happened 10 years ago?
I just haven't thought about it, so you just brought it up. So, if something, that's obviously with Union, if something's done, it'd just be nice for all the players that played in that team, if they could ever just get back to that, I think that would be really special. Because it was something special, from the sports side, for the school, that, was something that, who knows if it ever happens again.
Yeah.
I hope it does for the hockey program. I hope it happens for, obviously, geez, it almost happened for lacrosse last year, right? So, yeah. And especially now with the new rules and everything else, you kind of feel for, some of the schools in college hockey.
Take away the championship. What was your most lasting memory at Union?
I'd have to say the journey that year, to win it. And what I mean by that is everything we had to go through. And obviously, it wasn't picture perfect. I don't think, for the players, for the coaches, how it all went down throughout the year was kind of a, just like success, it goes up and down. It's like life. And it taught us, just taught one guy a lot. But at the same token, I don't regret it one bit. The Mayor's incident, any of that. I always joked around and said, anytime you see sports and you see rivalries, there's always those type of dust-ups. And I think that bonded us. I think that those players were, after that Mayor's Cup, they were behind our coaching staff 100%. And it was really impressive. And I never will forget that. Never. And I thought that brought us closer. It gave Joe and Jason a chance to be able to go on a bench without the coach and run their own kind of show at the time. Mm-hmm. I think that helped the players. It helped the players. I think like Shane Gossespierre and Dan Carr were phenomenal during that run, when Matt Bodie was out. So like it just all encompassed. It all just kind of came together. That year, but the journey was just about the journey.
Yeah. This coming up is a 10-year anniversary of the first Mayor's Cup game. Are you surprised it has lasted this long? Or are you not surprised at how it's grown?
I have to say the latter. I feel, there's a lot of history behind it, right? Mm-hmm. And who's not to say that you know, without some of the history that was involved, it doesn't go south. You know, but you have something to hang your hat on now. Do you want to, you know, some of the history you want to, you know, people want to shun on it, but I don't know. I'm just the opposite. Hockey's a tough sport. And sometimes you, like in all sports, sometimes you're going to have that stuff. And it is what it is. But, you know, it's just a great rivalry that, you know, people enjoy coming to. Because I guess you don't know what you're going to get when you go to the Mayor's Cup. And I think that's kind of the excitement, too.
Yeah. And that will do it for this edition of the podcast. And, of course, I will be down at MVP Arena on Saturday for coverage of both games. So look for my tweets on Twitter at Slapshots. I'll update you as the game progresses. And should that be a lot of fun down there watching those two games. If you have any questions or comments about the podcast or any questions about college hockey or union hockey in general, you can email me at shot, that's S-C-H-O-T-T, at dailygazette.com. The views expressed on the Parting Shots podcast are not necessarily those of the Daily Gazette Company. The Parting Shots podcast is a production of the Daily Gazette Company. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved. I'm Daily Gazette Sports Editor Ken Schott. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you Saturday after post-game editions of the podcast. From the Parting Shots Podcast Studio in Schenectady, New York, good night, good hockey.